Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God loves wicked people. The first two Selah pauses we see in Psalm chapter 140 are pauses to remember two things. One, there but for the grace of God go I. And two, God is doing something in me through wicked people and evil times. But there is one more Selah in this chapter that we need to consider. Do not grant the wicked their desires, O Lord. Do not let their plans succeed, or they will become proud. Selah, verse 8. Most of us would probably agree with Abraham Kuyper, who said, "There is not a square inch in the whole domain of our human existence over which Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not cry, 'Mine.'" But the amazing thing here is that God allows David, and you and me, to call him mine. O Lord, I say to you, you are my God. Verse 6. David goes on to say that God is my strong deliverer who shields me against evildoers. Verse 7. But isn't David's God also the God of the wicked? Aren't they a part of the whole domain of human existence that is his? Yes. So that must mean that God wants even wicked people to call him my God. This is exactly what Jesus told us. For God so loved the world, including wicked people, that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever, including wicked people, believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world, including wicked people, through him. John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Just before this third Selah in verse 8, David prays that the plans of the wicked might be thwarted so that proud people don't become even more proud. That seems okay. But after the Selah, David seems to be asking God to let everything that wicked people have planned to boomerang back on them, verses 9 through 11. Isn't that hateful? Not if we understand hate correctly. Hate isn't the opposite of love, but apathy is the opposite of love. Hate is a very strong emotion that usually comes out when something we love or desire is thwarted or kept from us. Just as we learned last week that God allows evil people and their slander and wickedness to prune us and make us more fruitful, can't God give back to evil people exactly what they need to get their attention? Can't he use their own evil plans for them just as he used them for us? Yes. If God loves us, and he does, then he must hate everything that keeps us from him. If God loves wicked people, and he does, then he must also hate anything that keeps them from accepting the atoning work Jesus did for them on the cross. God is love. There is nothing you can do to make God love you anymore. There is nothing an evil person can do to make God love them any less. David's third Selah is really his reminder that we must leave evil people to the only one who can discipline them in perfect measure. We have to leave evil people to God's care, the only one who can rescue them. That's why Jesus told us to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. David's prayer in verses 9 through 13 does leave evil people in God's hands, and it's a prayer you and I can personalize for those whom we desire to know Jesus as their Savior. It's not God's desire that any should perish, so let's Selah to call God my God, but also to pray that even the wicked people around us will come to the realization that through faith in Jesus, they too can cry out, "My God." God gave me a unique story when I was walking through a challenging time with a friend that I needed to leave to God's care. I called the story the Parable of the Lifeguard. You can watch it in the video that I've shared a link to, or you can read it by clicking on the link that I've shared. If you've missed any of the messages in our Selah series, you can find a list of all of those messages in the show notes.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.